I thought that was very much deeper than you thought.
It's going to be hard to flip quickly.
To call the meeting to order.
When they hit it.
Approve the minutes of March 13th. It is 5:06, March 13th and March 20th. Regular meetings.
So moved.
Second. A second, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 124, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Antibody County, Benir and Larry, Department of Public Works. Move. Someone move it, please.
I will move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 125, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50,000 Antibody County, Landscape, DBA, Nikki Diggs Excavation, Department of Public Works. Move. Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 126, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Antibody County, Creighton Manning Engineering, LLP, Department of Public Works. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion.
I just want to say that I'm very excited this is happening.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 127, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Antibody County, Gorman Brothers, Department of Public Works. Move it. Bye. One at a time. Don't everybody jump.
I'll move it.
All right. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Resolution 128, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Antibody County, HVEA Engineers, Department of Planning.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 129, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50,000 Antibody County, Repco Inc., Department of Planning.
So moved.
A second.
Second.
I have to abstain from voting.
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 130, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 Antibody County, RX Benefits, Department of Finance. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 131, I'd like to have a motion to hold. I just got a report from the controller's office. There's some discussions, and there's some analysis going back and forth. So motion
our
to hold.
Our county controller?
County or state controller?
County controller.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I've seen the draft report today. The numbers are incorrect. I'm happy to talk about it right now.
I just got it 3 minutes ago.
Yes, so did I, and I can discuss it already.
Well,
he tries to give the comparison that somehow Dutchess County does it in-house and it's less expensive. It's just not true. Dutchess County just spent $4 million on a massive morgue facility. We do not have that infrastructure, nor does that analysis include the cost to operate that morgue facility in the analysis. Additionally, I can give the committee, we actually sought a proposal from Dutchess County as a shared services. I can give you the RFP response from Dutchess County. It's significantly higher. I mean, what we've done is we basically, about 2 years ago, this legislature agreed to our request for funding to increase staffing and services for the medical examiner's office. Part of that was a restructuring how we do autopsies. We used to contract with a pathologist out of Rensselaer County. He told us he would no longer provide the services. We then structured an agreement where we are using the morgue at Kingston Hospital, and through Westchester Medical Center, which is the parent of the Hudson Valley Health Alliance, they're providing pathology, not just one pathologist, but a team of pathologists. So we don't have to worry. If we were to hire a pathologist for couple hundred thousand dollars a year plus our 59% fringe rate, it's a substantial amount of money, you would have to hire a couple of pathologists like Dutchess has, so that's a lot more money than we spend. So they provide to us on a contractual basis the services of a certified forensic pathologist, and when that, and these pathologists don't stay and do this work, they travel, they lecture, so they provide coverage. So when this pathologist is not available to us, they provide coverage. Additionally, they provide the services of a deaner. A deaner is a technician that provides assistance during the autopsy. Additionally, We contract with a firm called HMS, which is out of Philadelphia, to do all the lab testing. That contract is wrapped into the Westchester contract because by doing it that fashion, we get a much discounted rate for those services. This is an excellent contract. I've seen the report. I appreciate that it was, produced. In fact, the commissioner got it today. This audit was started over a year ago, and she's been asked detailed questions 5 times that I've seen for a 4-page report where she was told she had until next Monday to provide comments. But the controller realizes, let's try to stop this very important contract. You cannot bring these services in-house for this kind of money. It's impossible. Period. And again, I can provide documentation. This is a contract we have. It's going extremely well, and it's important that we renew it. We used to do, approximately 90 autopsies a year. We now do closer to 150, and we've built a new infrastructure to do it. We've substantially improved the services of our medical examiner's office, where what used to take us well over 150 days to produce a final autopsy report, we're getting them done in less than 60 days. It's a major improvement. We're proud of the work. And again, there's no reason for this legislature not to approve this contract tonight.
Ken, let me just ask one question. What happens if we don't act on this tonight? Or next week?
It needs to be acted on Tuesday.
By Tuesday?
Yeah.
And yes. What happens if we don't act by Tuesday, next Tuesday?
We will not have the services of a pathologist. We're required by New York state law to provide the services of a medical examiner to make determinations in unattended death, and period. We don't have the infrastructure, nor do we have the resources to build the $4 million morgue that Dutchess County has.
All right.
Nor
then
do
Elliot
we want to.
Make some comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Elliot.
I appreciate the deputy county exec who probably looked at one page of the report and really not the essence of it. And what we're asking this committee to do is hold off on approving a contract that will bring us into a 3-year obligation with Westchester Medical. And it was based really on a quick review, just data mining the numbers of the impact of autopsies on Ulster County. And this is the glaring numbers that I think you need to understand and
do we
really
have a copy of
the report just
it?
Went out
why
today
in draft,
in draft form to the commissioner so she can comment.
But we should
so, hold on 1 second.
So
I just got this when I walked through the door about the 3 minutes before the meeting. Everybody will have a copy.
Yeah, you will. What we do is we offer the commissioner an opportunity to opine on the report. We give her 5 days to do that so that we could fold her comments into the report. So the bottom line, there's two glaring numbers that I think this committee needs to look at. Number one is that your actual expenses for autopsies went up from $404,000 in 2015 to $744,000 in 2017. Now we can attribute that to the increase in the number of autopsies, but unfortunately there weren't. The number of autopsies in that 2017 period was approximately 142. The year prior to that, it was about 144, and I believe the year before that, it was about 128. But really, the issue here right now is the per autopsy cost. It has nothing to do with buildings. It has nothing to do with staffing. It's what's impacting us right now and impacting the taxpayers of Ulster County. Your autopsy costs went up from $2,800 per autopsy to $5,243 per autopsy. Now, granted, I will say this, that the professionals who perform the autopsies have done some remarkable work. They were able to turn the autopsies around much quicker than the prior group that handled it, and they were able to identify the cause of death in a much better fashion because of the toxicology and the histology report. What we're saying to this committee, though, is that why engage us into a prolonged contract when we possibly can take the opportunity to research and see what else is out there. And we use Dutchess County only as an example to show this, that there are other opportunities out there. Now, a couple of pressing the pause button ideas may be to extend the current contract to the end of the year. The deputy county exec is right. He's concerned about who will perform those autopsies. And maybe if we give ourselves 8 months' time to research some of the alternatives and the opportunities out there, then we're not obligating the county for 3 years for what appears to be over a $700,000 obligation.
Tracy, then.
Okay. Well, first of all, I definitely want to see the report. And yep. Ken, I'd appreciate seeing whatever documentation you're saying you have as well. A question just to what you were just bringing up, Elliot. Is there an escape clause in the contract? I'm not saying yes. We act today. I'm saying for next week. But when you say we're committed for 3 years, County?
Sure. So all of our contracts have an escape clause. I believe there's a 90-day termination clause in this contract. But
and it's not termination for cause. Yes. If it's for any reason.
Let's just talk about what we're dealing with.
Let's answer this question.
So, yes, can we escape? Yes.
But for any reason.
You've
for
been given a draft
I
audit.
I haven't worked on a contract, so I can't remember.
No, hold on.
I can't
remember. Answer her question.
Yes. Sorry, Mr.
When you
Chairman.
Say we can get out, is that for any reason? Or is
yes.
We could just say we decided yes. We don't want to do this contract anymore.
I believe so, yes.
At any time?
90 days. At any time.
Notice.
With a 90-day
yes.
notice. Okay, that's
I
good
mean,
to know.
I actually would question that because I think most of the contracts, and maybe you can attest this, most of them are written, the county can end at any point. If it's the opposite way, it's required notice.
Okay, so can we find that out before next week
we
as
have
well?
The ability to terminate.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely. We'll find
I mean,
the answer for you.
Here,
but notice is normally part of it, no matter
yeah.
which party is terminating the contract. Okay. Notice is important. Okay?
Excuse my elevated statement.
I will not let you get out of hand. I'll keep you under control.
Let me read from this. I have never seen what we're dealing with here. You've been given a draft report.
Wait a second. Nobody's been giving anything.
I'm the only one that has the report
okay.
right now.
So
I'm aware
the Commissioner of Health and Mental Health was given a draft report. This report was started 2 budget cycles ago. These determinations were made back for the 17 budget. So November of 16, we were discussing about increased spending we were going to do with the medical examiner's office. Okay. Here's a chart on page 6. Note, this is the per autopsy cases he just cited. The calculation is not the true cost of performing an autopsy. Rather, it demonstrates of the change in cost and output of the medical examiner's office. The medical examiner's office provides a much larger function. Autopsies are a very small piece of the work that happens at the medical examiner's office. The piece before you tonight is a contract to continue our relationship for forensic pathology at the Kingston Hospital with the assistance of their deaner, their coverage if the pathologist is not available, and also their processing of bills with HMS Labs out of Philadelphia. Okay? That's what this is. The medical examiner's office is a much more global function. It's performed by county staff. This is a professional piece of that puzzle. And again, I'll make sure the committee gets a full response to the audit. But again, I'm a little disappointed that the chairman's handed a report that the commissioner got today with a, you know, please provide your report by next Monday. And she notified me today we're going to look at it. She's gone back, and personally, I think I've spent 30 hours on this 5-page report. This started months and months and months ago. There's been 4 or 5 detailed memos from the controller's office, you know, exploring a lot of things. The reality is this. 2 budget cycles ago, we built into our executive budget proposal a major change to the medical examiner's office. The work of the department is changing radically. A lot of it's driven by opioids, and a lot of the work, I know, Heidi, you're very familiar with it. Where we used to do 90 autopsies with very basic cases, we now do closer to 150. That's what we budget for, and they're much, much more complex. We saw the trend changing. You all recently saw the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation findings. You'll find that in 16 we spiked with opioids. All this was built around this. Again, there's no surprise here. We had these conversations 2 budget cycles ago. I'm just a little shocked to have this report passed out to the chairman. I've only seen it myself for about 15 minutes. You read the caveats on it. Again, it tries to paint this picture that somehow there's a better way. I want you to know that I personally, with my team, worked for 6 months over a whole summer to develop what we have today. We looked for opportunities. Okay, so the pathologist we've used for years and years and years, who also covers Rensselaer County, Albany County, forensic pathologists are not a dime a dozen. They're highly specialized, and Dr. Nolan knows this, right? There's not a lot of them in the Hudson Valley.
Some counties don't have them at all.
Correct. So we had somebody traveling down from Albany. He recently took on two additional counties in the Capital District, and he notified us that he would no longer perform the business. Again, we're talking two budget cycles ago this work was done. We spent 6 months on this. So we then explored all options. We did an RFP. We went to Dutchess County to look at potential shared services opportunities. I would love to provide you those numbers. They're substantially more. They were offered to do it substantially more than what we ended up putting together in the end. And quite frankly, let's also appreciate the reality of this. When you have a homicide, for example, there's very strict custody with the transporting of the deceased remains. If we were to use, say, the morgue in Poughkeepsie, which was the proposal was at the time, we would have officers from Shandaken traveling with bodies all the way to Poughkeepsie and waiting hours for them to be processed. And that wasn't an option. Spending $4 million on a morgue and that kind of infrastructure is not an option either. So what we crafted was something, I think, creative, well thought out, and extremely cost effective given the circumstances. Because I don't have to worry about coverage. If the current forensic pathologist is away on an educational tour or doing what they do, they guarantee they're going to provide the coverage, which they have been doing successfully over the past year. We did a one-year contract as our test. It's been very effective, and that's why we're bringing you the multi-year extension today. This is an area where we can't mess around. The work's got to be done. It's required by law. There's errors in the report where it talks about how, you know, we wanted to provide 24/7 coverage. No, we've always been required to provide 24/7. Here's some comments for you, Elliot. We've always been required to provide 24/7 coverage. The reality is we needed more staff to effectively do that. And the cases are different. Where when the police department calls the answering service and the medical examiner gets on the phone at 2 in the morning, the cases are different. This isn't, you know, unattended person that died with a bottle of pills next to the bed. Yep, that's going to be an option. These are very complex. The impact of drugs on these cases are different. It's a different world. We built a system to address it. This is one piece of it. And again, there's no reason this committee not to approve it tonight. This work was done 2 years ago.
Mr. Chair, can I answer your question, first of all, about the termination? I have the contract in front of me. The termination is 120 days. And again, this is not about who's right and who's wrong here. And I don't want to get into a back and forth with the deputy county executive, but here's the numbers, folks, and the numbers don't lie. In 2015, we did 142 autopsies. Ken talks about the opioid problem. We certainly do have one. But in 2016, we did 148 autopsies. And in 2017, we did 142 autopsies. So we haven't seen a spike in that, and I hope to God we don't, quite honestly. Ken talked about homicides. Now, the number speaks for itself. 1% of our autopsies last year were homicides. But what I will give the credit to this group for is they've been able to take those undetermined deaths, and it was about 23 or 24% of them hanging out there in 2015 and 2016, and they were able to shrink them down through their expertise to determine exactly what the cause of death was in most cases. This isn't about who's right or who's wrong. I agree with Ken. We need to have somebody professional to perform these autopsies. But what I'm saying to this committee is, why are we entering in and engaging ourselves for 3 more years at a cost that's really literally breaking the bank right now? Why not take the opportunity and A, either extend the contract to the end of the year and give ourselves an adequate amount of time to review what other counties do, or B, just extend the contract for 90 days. That's just a thought. Now, the draft that you have in front of you, and I'm sorry that you do have it, because in our principal practice in my office is we send out a draft report to the auditee and ask the auditee for comments and any corrections that they may see. So Dr. Smith has a week to respond to that. And we do appreciate the fact that her office, and we mention it right in the report, has been willing to share the information with us. So it's not about us against them. It's about what's right for the people of Ulster County and what this committee could do to make sure that happens.
If I just want to ask response, Rich, please.
Go on. Quickly.
So quickly.
Just all your comments, not directly to anybody in particular.
Members of the committee, the analysis of the controller speaks was done 2 years ago as part of the budget process. I personally oversaw this project for 6 months of grueling, backbreaking work. I'm proud of the work of the Medical Examiner's Office. I think we have the best solution for Ulster County for you today. And again, I've never seen a situation where the commissioner is given a draft a couple of hours ago to respond in 5 days, and that report is now being passed out to the committee. So instead of the commissioner responding to the controller, I'm going to respond directly to this committee on Tuesday. To this audit.
All right. Anything that you have pertinent, anything pertinent that you think is important, please give it to Amber, and she will distribute it among the committee.
Is there any way we can maybe find out before Tuesday? I mean, can you?
I can talk right now. I can go right now.
I'm not saying this right now.
He's going to give the stuff to her tomorrow. We'll have that stuff tomorrow.
I did this for 6 months, Tracy. I'll do it right now.
Are we seeing? I guess my one question is year over year increase in cost. And how do we justify if our numbers haven't been that different from year to year?
Sure.
What has increased the cost so significantly? Because it seems like a big jump if these numbers are correct year over year.
Yeah. So first of all, on a budgetary basis, I don't know exactly how many autopsies I'm going to do this year, right? So I budget based on experience. So I'm telling you is that we traditionally budgeted about 90 autopsies a year. The jump happened. Now we budget approximately 150. That's what we target right now, right? And we're hitting that range. We're in the mid-140s range. Quite frankly, we could have a bus accident tomorrow, and there'll be another 25. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't plan for that. So we budget for that, okay? It's more than just this autopsy contract. We now have a professional deputy medical examiner that's full-time during the day. That was built into this increase 2 years ago. Who, quite frankly, manages these records. We have the best records right now. You can right now pull up your iPads, and some of you have them. Go to the medical examiner's website.
We don't have those either, Ken.
Some of you do. So go to the medical examiner's website, live to the month data on everything, including opioids. You can look at every cause of death, where it comes from. I mean, it's the most transparent system. In fact, I just got a compliment from a Times Herald Record who's doing an opioid. They're like, my God, all your data the last 4 years up to the month is online.
And I can appreciate that you are budgeting, and so you're anticipating, and it's tough to anticipate. What I'd really like to know is, what was the actual last year? How many autopsies does that represent? And what are you? And this represents, this year's proposal represents 150. And so I'm just trying to gauge.
Yeah. So the 17 budget is when we, you'll see, on a budgetary basis, the 17 and 18 budget build in assumption of about 150 autopsies.
All right, Alex. So Ken, you gave us a copy or numbers regarding prior to 17.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What it was in 17, what was it in 16, have number 18 in front.
Again, you have to go back further. Again, this is about budget planning versus.
I'm just trying to understand the significant uptick, and if we're engaging in a 3-year contract, I just want to understand that we are, why has it increased so significantly? Are we getting different services than we had in the past, or the cost of autopsies have increased so significantly?
This is where the controller's analysis is really misleading. So it says, take all the costs for the whole unit in the department and then divide that up as per autopsy. No, you only add up the autopsies for the actual cost of doing the autopsies, not the whole division. Again, we pay essentially full-time medical examiners, deputy medical examiners, people that provide coverage 24/7 as the law requires, okay?
Which is separate from this contract.
True. But unfortunately, when you look at the controller's analysis, he builds it all in. It gives you the impression that we're spending $5,000 on an autopsy, which is not.
If we're asking to make a decision on the contract, we need to do a comparison of last year's contract, number of autopsies, and this year's contract.
So you'll find that the costs are essentially the same. This is an extension of a contract.
And also, Ken, the other costs that are associated with that you're saying that you provide now, where are those costs in the previous budgets?
Again, I have to go redo a two-year analysis. We have this.
You'll have till tomorrow morning to do it.
That's not going
to
happen. But let me give you components, because they're not in this contract. Okay, so one, you have professional doctors. It has to be a doctor that makes determinations with regard to whether you require an autopsy or not, and they sign the death certificate. So we have doctors. We have doctors on staff. Full-time, locally part-time staff,
county.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
The medical examiner, a couple of deputy medical examiners. And again, we have a deputy medical examiner who is a full-time civil servant in the department that now manages these cases, when before that was done at a secretarial level. Okay? In addition to that, we have costs associated that are not in this contract for transporting of bodies. So we contract with every willing funeral director in Ulster County. They're on a rotating basis. They're paid a cost and mileage for picking up a body, taking a body to the morgue at Kingston Hospital. That's not in here. Okay? It goes on. So again, you can't take all those costs and say, well, geez, Dutchess has $1 million and they have to do twice as many autopsies, so it's obviously cheaper to do it in-house. It doesn't make any sense. If we don't have I wish I had access to forensic pathologists at will that will work for less than $250,000 a year. They just don't exist, and I know Dr. Nolan knows this. So you can't take all the department's costs, take one function of the department, divide and say, here's your cost, per autopsy. It doesn't work that way. You have to look at the cost of the actual autopsy versus how many autopsies, and you're going to find that what we're doing is very competitive, and it's much less than the potential shared services we looked at with us.
All right, so tomorrow you are going to give Amber a breakdown from 16, 17,
by
18?
By Friday. I'm doing my best.
I've got to do it before Friday, Thursday.
Mr. Chairman, it's a lot of work.
I understand, but I got great confidence in you.
All right.
All right? Kathy?
I think the points have mostly been made, but there doesn't seem to be the information in this document to answer the question that the legislator Archer posed. And it's along the lines that the comptroller was saying, is that you need to compare autopsies against autopsies for this contract.
Tracy?
Well, I was just going to say that I think that's accurate. You have to compare autopsies against autopsies for this contract, but I also am curious, with the change in the costs, if these numbers are accurate from 15 to 17, if you're comparing autopsies to autopsies for this contract, I would expect that the autopsy cost is going to be the same because it's an extension of the contract. But so what's not only what is accounting for the difference in particularly 16 to 17?
It's mostly staffing.
And what is that staffing doing? What is the change in the services the staffing is providing so that we can understand, which isn't a question about this contract, it's a question about the department. And so that's something that raises those issues for me, and I'd like to know. But I also just want to state for the record that I feel really frustrated that this just arrived at my desk and we're here now at this last minute having this debate. This would have been, I'm not laying blame, I'm just saying, these kinds of things require some lead time for discussion, so and for everybody.
I imagine your frustration. I imagine mine.
Well, we have equal frustration.
I understand. The thing is,
we have equal votes.
I don't know when you actually had this, but I was doing a disservice to the people of Ulster County and this committee not having this prior to.
Well, even to the point you're trying to make, really.
Mr. Chairman, we were offered up until last year an abstract of those resolutions that go before you, and we no longer get that. So what we had to do was cull the information that Amber gave us and went through resolution by resolution. And as we're reviewing the resolutions, it happened last night. We saw this resolution on the agenda. We did not even know it went to public health last week, or else we would have spoken to public health. And, I apologize for that. But I also think, A, that the information that's in there is right in front of you and will answer a number of the questions, and B, I don't see the rush
in moving forward with obligating the county for 3 years. And I'm not saying the end of the year is not a bad thing, but I don't see the rush in doing that.
Well, we need the information, and we'll make that decision.
Yeah, that's not
Joe?
I just wanted to say I was frustrated at the timing of this as well. I thought we should get it sooner. If that's true, can you get us something about what would make it better for you? Maybe you could, Elliot, send us something about getting things to you. I don't know if you get contracts ahead of time with enough
online.
Time.
They're online.
They're online. All contracts are online.
They're online.
We get the same information you get.
For efficiency, if you have something, rather than wait until you get it online, passing things along. Hold on a second. But I would like to say that this was too late, but it worked. There was a couple of great questions. I was thinking the same thing. If the autopsy is the same, there's still more money. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get into what we should have already been getting into is staffing. Let's have an honest conversation about that staffing. That's the way this is supposed to work. The aggression, I hope, was just from the fact that you were getting hit with this so late and not just that we were questioning something you did, because we're legislators. That's the comptroller's office. There's ACE. Yeah. We have a budget analyst here. We are going to be asking these types of questions. So I do think it's healthy.
Mr. Chairman, I think overall, though, everybody's here to make everything better, all right? The unfortunate part, we're at the 11th and a half hour.
Yeah.
We want to get this information that we can have it by the end of the week, everybody. Elliot, if you have any more information, Ken. And hopefully next week we can have a decision. Maybe we can move forward. If not, we'll see what we have to do about maybe postponing, maybe extended to 3 years, 1 year, 2 years, who knows. But let's get the information first so that we can make an intelligent decision. Tracy, first.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say in terms of, you know, I asked to be copied on all committee agendas, and everything's posted online. You know, all the resolutions get posted. So it's maybe a little extra step, but it's readily available to take the time to actually look through all this. I mean,
if you want to get the information, you get the information. Last comment. And then
we know what this is. This was meant to submarine approval of this contract. You were given a draft report. The commissioner has not commented on. Over a month ago, the comptroller's office asked Dr. Smith if she noted that this contract was expiring, and if she intended to bring it back to the legislature for renewal, and she told him yes. That was in writing. So he certainly knew it was coming. And again, I'm disappointed. I was given this report by Commissioner Smith an hour or so ago. I literally spent 10 minutes with it. I see numerous errors in it and issues. I just want to assure the committee, this is two budget cycles ago. I personally spent 6 months grappling with this very hard issue, and I'm so proud with the service delivery that we're doing today and how we're able to achieve it in the best interest of the county. And I look forward to providing you more information, hopefully by Friday, Mr. Judge. And I'm going to do my best.
Thursday, remember you promised.
I'm going to do my best because it's
Thursday.
I got a lot on my agenda.
You do. Well, put that first. All right, so a motion, please, to hold this till next week, please.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
132, approving the execution of a contract causing the aggregate amendment to be in excess of 50. Communications Company, Inc., from Emergency Management. Moved.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
134, amending the Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of District Attorney required by New York State Judicial Law. District Attorney.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
135, authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to accept funding from Governor Traffic Study Committee for Stop DWI program.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Authorize the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract in the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Program.
So moved.
Second. I have a question.
Second. Yep.
Ken, this is the sexual assault contract. Programmatically, are these new programs? I mean, there's some really innovative and exciting programs in here that I saw, particularly yoga.
Yeah, Lena Cordell, these are not my departments, but I believe this is new programming last year. We added a probation officer to work on both the college campuses from the county.
Right.
And all that programming goes back to these grants, which I believe were obtained for last year. I'd have to confirm that. But
and are we do we track the success I mean, I guess, I don't know if you'd call it success, but the attendance or how the programs are working.
I know that there's a lot of reporting that ties back to the grant sources.
Okay. Great. I would like to, I mean, I definitely would like to, I'm proud to support it, but I'd like to hear more about it.
Yeah, I know they really discussed it in law enforcement in more detail. I wasn't going to part of that.
Thank you.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
137, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a multi-year agreement with the Air Force Department of Health. Move.
I'll move it.
A second, please. A second, please. Janet? You got it?
Got it.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
138, ratifying recommendation for the use of project labor agreement for the rail trail project, phase two. Move. Second.
Second.
A second. I actually just want to ask that next time, and maybe we did get it, but when the PLA comes in, can it be circulated immediately? And when this due diligence study comes in? I mean, if it's dated March 21st.
Chris, can you do that? Or Dennis?
If it ever comes up again, just saying.
I mean, we tried to get it in as quick as we could.
Well, you may have. It may be from within the legislature that it doesn't then get circulated to all of us, because I don't necessarily need to see this as a part of a packet at the last minute. It's something I would want to see regardless, because the legislature is the one that's requiring the due diligence study. So as soon as the due diligence study comes in, it should go out to everyone in the legislature.
We want you to read it. We want to be able to say that the legislature reviewed it, because if it's challenged, that's an important fact.
Exactly. It was entered
with the resolution by the resolution deadline at last month.
Okay.
So I don't know if it... I know that for economic development, which passed this, it was actually contained in their packet as well.
Okay.
But if anybody has questions on it,
I'm good with it, and I read it. I'm just saying, as a matter of protocol, and this is more for the legislature, at the point that the due diligence studies, if we ever do it again, get sent to the legislature, I believe they should be circulated to everyone immediately, independent of whether or not a resolution goes in. It doesn't matter, that we should just see them right away. And I'm not saying it came from you. I'm saying the internal circulation.
Right.
Thank you.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
139, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute agreement with the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to accept grant funding. Moved.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
140, amending capital project 475, slope inlandization and stabilization, increasing funding for construction.
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
142, amending capital project 488, inflation of shoulders along Route 299, towns of New Paltz, Gardner.
I'm going to move it.
Second. Can't get a second, Tracy. Holy, see that?
Got it. I seconded.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, really? This is a great project.
I know.
It's so critical.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Gardner was an orange.
144, authorizing land acquisitions for the Frost Valley Road S-Turn project in the town of Denny. Moved.
So moved.
A second.
Come on,
Trace. I'll second.
On the county.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
145, establishing capital project 525, reconstruction of various roads in Ulster County Department of Public Works. Moved. Bye.
Moved.
Jim.
Second.
Lynn? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 147, authorize the conveyance of county-owned properties to original owners, Department of Finance. Let's move it first.
Move.
Elliot. Move. Second. Elliot.
Just a point of information. I see the resolution unless it was changed. And when we compare the SPL and the name of the property, we have some conflicting information, and I just don't want to see this committee make an error and approve the wrong property. But the deed, according again to the county's brochure, it appears that it should not be John C. Sullivan, nor should it be 63 Lighthouse Drive. According to the SPL, it should be Gary Sullivan at Lighthouse Drive. But it looks like it's the wrong information.
Yeah, motion to hold it, please.
That's a good
catch.
Yeah.
A second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Bert, you're going to get that information to Amber? Thank you. Resolution 148, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to convey a correction deed to a party who purchased rail property which was formerly county-owned property. Department of Finance. Move.
So moved.
A second.
Yes.
All in favor? Yep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any new business?
I was going to bring something up. I had a handout. I made extras.
You got a handout? Where's the handout?
I got it right here. Here's.
Joe, no disrespect, but you have handouts. I mean, we were just talking about how to, you know, people having handouts before. If you can get them to us sooner,
This is for you guys literally to take business. Home and okay. Maybe figure out for another meeting. You know, I'll be. I got it right down there, and I do have a few more extras up here from myself, and then there's three extra. So we just had a deputy finance. Director leave, so we have an open position there. That's why I thought this would be the time to maybe take a look at maybe not filling that position. Going through, I pulled all this off of the budgets from Dutchess, Orange, and Albany, and I compared it with our own just at what's online. Maybe, I'm sure there's reasons for this, but we look overstaffed, especially when you talk about upper management. It's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Calm down. Relax.
Well, give yep. him a handout, please.
It'd be nice to look at.
Yeah. Like I said, this is just for new business, and maybe we can have a conversation, Mr. Chairman, before filling that position, and maybe get to the bottom of this. We also have somebody that's not on here. I think that is the at one point was the budget director, now is the assistant to the commissioner of finance. We have the same person in charge of finance and the budget department, which is different, I think, than other counties. But definitely when you see the staffing and the upper management staffing, I'm just wondering what we're getting more in Ulster County that Dutchess, Orange, and Albany aren't getting. I just think it's worth having the conversation when you look at these numbers.
All right. Well, everybody has a copy of this. Burt, if you can do an analysis of this.
Sure.
Give us
my one thing out of the committee, do these counties do the same duties as Commissioner of Finance? I doubt it.
Well, that's what you have to tell me. What the Finance Committee does in Ulster County versus other counties, you know, what the scope of their work
absolutely.
Is and so forth.
Mr. Chairman, yes. I just maybe educate the legislator. He wasn't here when we consolidated the Department of Budget with the Department of Finance. So all the other counties listed have a separate budget director, which we consolidated all those functions under the Commissioner of Finance. So the Commissioner of Finance,
I compare
in terms
that.
Of that, but also the budget director. It was something we did to save money several years ago.
That's compared here.
All right, so everybody has the information. Bert, if you can get Amber.
Absolutely.
Basically, with these other counties, what the scopes of what they do compared to what you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
And if they do things in house or not.
Right. All right. Everybody agreed to this? Hold this till next month?
For right. What?
Well, to what part? Yeah, this part.
And if you could get me where we
the request to fill has been approved, by the way.
What's that?
The request to fill has been approved.
We intend to fill that position.
Right.
I'd love to have the conversation because if we don't feel good about it, there's always things we can do at the end of the year, right? About that position. I mean, if that's the way you guys want to handle it, is not respond, be kind of just tell us right when it's brought up before we even talk about it. You're going to tell me, hey, this is getting filled anyways. Look, I'm just telling you, I'm looking at the staffing here. I'd love to hear the justification for this and what we're getting that all these other counties aren't, because we've got to be getting something.
No, we have an approved budget with approved vacancies that we're going to fill as we see fit.
As he says, it doesn't matter. They're filling.
When are you filling that line?
I don't know. When are they interviewing?
Mm-hmm. When are they interviewing?
They did.
Yeah. But the
all right. Before you fill that line, can you wait and have this discussion with us regarding this whole...
Can we put the number of hours I put on this, too?
If it's part of your day, I hope you do.
Those are not 7 hours a day.
Again, all those decisions are in the review of the county executive.
Yeah, there's two separate conversations.
In the spirit of cooperation, you just get us the information regarding the scope of the work of the, you know, the finance department of the various counties?
That's fair game. Happy to provide that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the thing, you know, if you do the ASAP, before you fill it, we will have the intelligent discussion if you're possible.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to delay our plans to fill or not to fill. I mean, that's a decision.
Just do this one quicker then. I mean, you'll have to Wednesday to do this one then.
I think these are two totally separate things. We approved a budget for this year, which includes that current vacancy. I don't know when it became vacant, but that it's an approved budget line. So that's it. But it is absolutely appropriate to ask for an analysis of the department and for this committee and this legislature to undertake a full understanding of that and a debate about whether or not we think that's appropriate for this next budget cycle. No question.
We're going to fire somebody if we think it's not appropriate.
Yes, it does
why
mean
I think
that.
We should put it off a couple
well,
of weeks.
Well, that's not our purview. That's up to the department.
Unfortunately,
and so
we don't have that prerogative because there's
that's not our
budget that they can hire.
But having the discussion is absolutely appropriate.
Out of courtesy, if they will hold it and they get it to us ASAP, we'll see if we have an open discussion.
I can't commit the county executive is going to display his decision, but we're certainly going to...
I have great confidence in you, Ken.
I don't give a
fuck. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions on this? If not, old business? No. Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second? All in favor? Thank you for coming.